This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 151, entitled The Sex Bot, Art Womb, World. Description. This flyer speculates on what the world will be like after men invent the sex bot and the art womb, in brackets, artificial womb. Women will go into deep depression as they lose their monopoly over sex control and having babies. Women will be forced to be phipps. Men will be freed from the traditional price of being a manslave to a bloody fluffy to get sex and kids. Now for the flyer itself. The Sexbot Art Womb World. I stated in several earlier flyers of mine that I think it's likely that women will go into deep depression once men invent their sexbots and art wombs, artificial wombs, in the next decade or two. But I did not say much about how society will look and change in such a world. What will such a world be like? How will it differ from our world today? I try to address this question in this flyer. It will be fairly speculative because I'll be brainstorming to a large extent. I've not seen much of anything on this topic by other MGTOW / masculists, so the ideas in this flyer will be mostly original. So imagine that in a decade or so, men, of course men, invent sexbots and art wombs, which is what I think they will be called in common slang. How will these two revolutions change the world? What is likely to happen? As the sex bots get better, with more human-like AI, artificial intelligence, they will become more competitive than women at being able to sex men and give them strong orgasms. These sex bots will be given 10 out of 10 beauty point faces and made with curvy, luscious bodies, with creamy, grippy vaginas, etc., so that men will find them irresistible. And there'll be a huge market. So even if the fluffy feminists try to have them banned, there is no way they will succeed because the demand from men will be overpowering. When it comes to sex, men are strongly motivated. So once they get a taste of what it's like to have sex with a really attractive and effective sex bot, they'll be hooked and they will want one themselves. Sex bots may become the driving force for the creation of near human level AI. There'll be a huge number of researchers put on the problem of making sex bots more physically and psychologically seductive and sexier for men. The market will be huge, so sex bot companies will be able to afford to have many researchers who improve the quality of the sex bot company's service. Women then will not be able to compete. So what will women do and what will men do? The fluffy feminists will lobby the gender politicians and try to have them banned, but I doubt they will succeed, because we're talking about sex, the strongest drive of males. So if the gender politicians do ban them, the backlash from men will be crushing. Not all countries will ban them, and those that don't will have a huge market, making trillions of dollars. So for purely economic reasons alone, commercial pressures within the banning countries will push the gender politicians hard to drop the ban. Imagine now there are millions of men in each country who buy sex bots and use them as their main source for sexual pleasure. Obviously, they'll be a lot less motivated to go seek female company to possibly get some sex from them. It'll be a lot cheaper for men to have a sex bot than to go on regular dates that will cost them at least half, and often amongst more conservative men, the full cost of the dates. Women will go into a panic. The fluffies will not be able to use sex to trap men into being manslaves for them, to pay for them to raise their kids in a middle-class house. Men will soon wake up that they don't have to pay the traditional price of being a manslave to a fluffy to get regular sex. He can get his own sex, and far better sex, from his own sexbot, who is a lot prettier, sexier, who is nurturative and always nice, and will sex him as often as he wants. So women will lose one of the two monopolies over men that they've always had, that is, control of the sex. With sex bots, men will be able to control the amount and quality of the sex they want, when they want, how they want, at a hugely lower price than being a manslave to some bloody fluffy parasite. Before I launch into my ideas on how I think the structure of society will change as a result, I'll first talk about the coming art wombs and then discuss the changes that will probably result from both of these revolutions. Japanese researchers have already grown a goat in an art womb. So growing a human baby can't be far off, maybe even within a decade. Once the process is shown to be safe and reliable, then men will start growing their own babies, and women too, but for different reasons. Women will probably use art womb companies to save themselves the bother of having to carry around a, quote, brick in their stomachs for many months. They will be able to give more energy to their careers as a result, although probably the level of bonding with the baby will decrease when it is born, because she has not had it as part of her being for the previous 9 months. Men will use art womb companies to grow their own kid and not have to pair off with a female to grow one. This will be hugely cheaper for men than paying for a fluffy, so it will be very popular for those men who want to be fathers. As a result, the MGTOW/maskless movements will probably dwindle away to nothing, as there will be no marriage. If men just want to live with a woman, why marry? If they want a kid, they don't have to marry or even sex a woman. They can grow their own. But babies need to be fed, nurtured and raised, so it's an easy prediction that there'll be a huge demand and hence market for wet nurses and nannies. Single fathers who use an art womb will be able to afford a wet nurse and then a nanny for a few years. The wet nurse would be hired for a year and then a nanny for a few years until the kid goes to school. Then the father and kid could live fairly cheaply in a small apartment for two people, maybe three with two kids, because the father need not pay for a Mac mansion that today's fluffy women want from a manslave. Wet nurses and nannies need not be very bright, so there'll be many women who can do it, so the supply will be large, and hence there'll be no shortage of them. Hence the prices they can command in a supply and demand regime will be fairly low. Wet nurses and nannies will be considered unskilled labour, since women are built/evolved for this task. Any woman can do it. With both sex bots and art wombs, the status of women will plunge. Women will have lost their two main monopolies over men, that is, controlling sex and having babies. Women will go through a deep inferiority complex as they see that men no longer need them, preferring to sex their sex bots, who do a far better job at it than women, and prefer to grow their own babies rather than be a manslave to a fluffy parasite for decades. The fluffies will be devastated. They will lose their traditional meal ticket, that is, manslavable men. The supply of such men will disappear very quickly, as men tell each other that it's hugely cheaper to have your own kid than latch onto some fluffy bitch to have one for you. Many of these fluffies will stay fluffies because they're too lazy or too dumb to be effective FIP women, so will remain poor, and in many cases will join the wet nurse nanny market to service single fathers who have grown their own kids. FIP single mothers may also use the wet nurse nanny market to lighten their load, so that they don't have to be a mother and FIP careerist at the same time, which is very tiring, and so many single mother careerists of today can tell you. Feminists call such women super moms. That's mom as in American. These two revolutions will push many women into becoming FIPs, especially young women, who will see all around them that fluffy women never get a man and usually end up in the unskilled wet nurse nanny market with very low wages and hence will be poor all their lives. Since about a third of women are quite stupid, as seen by looking at the IQ bell curve, there will be enough women to supply the market. Women will probably then diverge in status. There'll be the fit women who earn good wages and the fluffy women who are fluffies more for reasons of low IQ than anything else. They will lack the brains to be well-off fips and they won't be able to catch a man since men will have deserted fluffies long ago. So they will remain fluffies. That is a low IQ underclass. Fit women, on the other hand, and by definition, will be able to do the same thing as men, that is, grow their own baby, either in their own bodies or in a machine, and raise the kid with the help of nannies, who will probably be a lot cheaper in the near future due to fluffies not being able to parasite on a manslave anymore. So FIP single mothers may have a more relaxing time of it compared to being a super mom. Since women lack genius, having a 10% lower IQ variance compared with men, women will have lower general status in society than is the case today, since motherhood will be less valued than it is today. Anyone can have a kid after the art womb revolution, so women will not be able to use their former monopoly over that ability as a form of self-prestige. Anyone can grow a kid, big deal. Since female performance levels are inferior to males, women will be less valued, and women will feel it. They will become quieter and more resigned to their realities. This will make life better for men, who for the past half century have had to put up with too many misandrous feminazi bitches. What about the total population size? The gender politicians will be forced to menfair the gender laws as the population keeps crashing. But with these two revolutions, doing so may seem like bolting the barn door after the horses have already escaped. Men won't marry at all and will not need a para, paternity rejection right, because they won't need a woman to have a kid. If a man suspects that some woman he is sexing really wants a kid with him, and he doesn't, then he can always buy a sex bot and get his sex that way. Many men may really enjoy being fathers and decide to have two or more kids. It would still be a lot cheaper for him than paying for a fluffy parasite to live in a McMansion. So the total population, oh, by the way, a McMansion is extremely expensive, usually two-story, very expensive, like half a million dollar home in America or Canada. McMansion as in McDonald's? I'm not quite sure where the term came from. Anyway, a McMansion. So the total population may stop crashing catastrophically and begin to climb back. Governments could give tax breaks to men or women who have kids to encourage the population from falling too much. These are just some ideas off the top of my head. I hope to see MGTOW/maskless sages, that is, intellectuals, give more time and effort to reflecting on the consequences to society of the rise of sex bots and art wombs, which I think anyone reading this would agree will be profound, shaking up society to its roots. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email prof.hugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website prof.hugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, Maskulist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.